Welcome to the Living in Sunshine podcast. If you don't know who I am, my name is Maddie, and I am so excited to have you tuning in to our weekly podcast episodes where we chat all the things from tips and tricks to funny stories from my life that have helped me to truly live in the sunshine. In this space, we are all about encouraging, inspiring, and giving you the tough love that you need to hear sometimes to realize that you are totally made for more than what you currently have in life, and that you hold the power to make the changes that you need to level up and live your best self. So buckle up, grab some water, and let's get into it. Good morning, my dudes, and welcome back to the Living in Sunshine podcast. I'm so glad that you are here tuning in for a brand new episode, and I hope you are ready to round out our month talking about all things organization by sharing and hearing my personal favorite organizational tools and things for work and for life. Now, today's episode is going to be a little bit different than past episodes because it's going to be more lifestyle focused. I know that the Living in Sunshine podcast is very educationally based, personal growth based, but I thought it would be fun to just kind of like kick it back, let loose, have a little bit of fun, and get a little bit more lifestyle personal focused and share just some of my favorite things in life to use to stay super organized. And so I have two categories, one for work, one for life, and these are things that you can use and find today. These are things I've mentioned in the past. But my hope by sharing these things is that you can learn about something new and learn how I use things in my life to stay super organized, because I know that this is a topic of conversation I have with people all the time over on Instagram about how do you stay so organized? How do you balance all of these things? How do you do, you know, all of the things that you do? Like, what's your secret? I'm sharing with you some practical, real life things that I love to use to stay organized to hopefully inspire you to go grab them, start using them, and get organized in your own life. All right, so let's go ahead and kick it off with my favorite things to stay organized in work. And like I said, I've mentioned some of these things before. If you have questions still on these things, feel free to send me a message on Instagram. But these are my four top things that I use to stay super organized in work. And I've used them for such a long time now. One of them is new, but the rest of them are like oldies and goodies, right? Like the OGs of personal organization when it comes to work. So let's go ahead and tackle those things first. My first favorite organizational tool when it comes to work is something that you all know and have heard me rave and gush about before, and that is Asana. Asana is an online organizational platform and tool. It's similar to Airtable and ClickUp. It obviously has like its difference, like it's different, you know, things that make it different from those platforms, but that's kind of like the family of organizational tools that it falls in, similar to Trello, Airtable, ClickUp, all of those kind of online platforms. There's a name for those that I am forgetting in this current moment, but that's what it is, right? And the reason I love it is because it allows my multi-passionate brain to organize all of the things. So I have projects for my virtual assistant business. I have projects for Living in Sunshine. I have projects for the membership and the podcast. I have projects for like personal life things. And it just keeps it all super duper organized and in one spot for me to be able to find and use every single day. The other reason why I really like Asana is because as a business owner, and I really do use Asana obviously for work, as a business owner, I can invite and add my team members who I've talked about this month already to come into Asana and gain access to the information that they need without having to come to me for that information. So logins or passwords or links, graphics, those types of things, it all lives in Asana and truly helps me and my team, my small but mighty team, stay super organized. And I have someone who I actually love and use for Asana. That's exactly what she does. She does Asana builds is what she calls them. I will link her info in the show notes. And it's such a great platform. I've turned so many of my friends and fellow business owning women onto Asana because it's so amazing. And I just love it. It's always like my tried and true number one thing for organization when it comes to being a business owner. My second favorite tool for staying organized in work is called the Daily Page Planner. This is a new find to me. This is something I've actually talked about already this month on the podcast, but I wanted to mention it again because it truly has helped me to go from digital planner back to paper planner. And I've gone back and forth between digital and paper planners for the last like 10 years almost. And I just love the simplicity of this daily page planner. I personally have the notepad version. It does come in like a spiral bound, like true planner format. I personally really enjoy the notepad because it helps me to like scribble scrabble throughout my day. It doesn't take up too much of my desk, which is really important to me. And I just kind of like the feeling of the paper, what's on the actual page itself. It just keeps me really, really organized. So if you are someone looking for a new like daily planning note page option, I will link it in the show notes for you as well. It's such a great find and it's really sustainable. All of the paper is recycled paper. You can recycle it once you've used it again. And it's a female owned and operated business, which I'm obsessed with. Thing number three that I love for staying organized in work is using Slack. Now, Slack is not a new platform. It's not a new tool. It's been around for a really long time, but I really like to use it for direct communication with my virtual assistant clients. So if you don't know, I own a virtual assistant business and I actually ironically hate email. Like, my email is the last thing that I go to when I'm like looking to get stuff done for work, to where I avoid it like the plague. I do not know why. I don't know where this aversion started, but I would much rather you send me a message than email me because I will just avoid your email for way too long. That is professionally acceptable. Like, there have been emails that needed to be answered right away that I have just avoided for days because I just don't like going into my inbox. I should really unpack that dislike with a professional. So I use Slack, and Slack is a direct messaging platform. It's an app that you can download onto your computer. You can also have it on your phone or open it as a web browser. And I really like it because it's really easy to keep your chats super neat and tidy and organized. And it's also a really great way if you are someone who works on a team or you work with other people who aren't like in the same building as you, to communicate them relatively quickly in a way that's off of social media. I like to keep my DMs for, you know, fun or Living in Sunshine specific things. I don't like my clients or people that I work with to send me a message on Instagram. I'd rather have it be in Slack, especially if we have a working relationship, just so it's all in one place and we don't have to go back and forth between email and Slack and Instagram. I just really appreciate the simplicity of Slack. It's free. I have tons of different Slack channels. That's what they're called, which are different like groups of Slack messages with different people, and I've never had to pay a cent for it. Of course, it's one of those things that like you could pay for the pro version if you want, but I am all about saving money where we can, and that's my preferred tool to use for direct communication in the work setting. And finally, my favorite tool to stay organized when it comes to work is an oldie but a goodie, an OG, Google Drive. I love using Google Drive for all of my work things. Within the last like 6 months, I've discovered the ability to add emojis to your folder titles, and that has changed my life. I've also discovered the fact that you can change the color of your folders. That has also changed my life. I'm sure for some people, they've been like, I've known that for years. You could do that for forever. Well, it's news to me, Susan. And I'm really glad that I finally learned it because it has taken my Google Drive organization game to the next level. I put everything in Google Drive. I work with other people through Google Drive. I save my scripts and my show notes for the show on Google Drive. I share my podcast episodes with my OBM through Google Drive. It is the best platform, in my opinion, for storing things. And I even use it for personal stuff too, you guys. Like, I keep a backup of important documents on Google Drive just in case my computer dies and it's like disappears forever. I use Google Drive for everything. So if you're not currently using Google Drive and you're using something else like Dropbox, girl, you got to get on the Google Drive game. The other reason why I like Google Drive is because it's free. Like, can we see a theme here? All three of these things have been free. Asana is free. Slack is free. Google Drive is free. The only thing I have purchased with my own actual dollar bills is the daily page planner. And I'm okay with that because it's a good $15 investment. But again, those are my first few things that I'm obsessed with when it comes to organization for work. So let's go ahead and dive into what my favorite things for life to stay organized. Have you ever felt like the people in your life just don't understand the dream that you have on your heart? Or even the desire that you have to be more joyful or intentional or even just plain happy? Like, life is good enough. Why do you need more, right? Well, my friend, if this is you, I have something special just for you. The Sunshine Squad community is your go-to place for that validation that you're searching for, to know that you aren't crazy for wanting more and that you aren't alone in that desire either. This online community has grown to be filled with amazing joy seekers, purpose pursuers, happy hustlers, and dream chasers just like you. In the Sunshine Squad community, you get continued guidance from me that you need to make your dreams a reality, a community of women who get it, and the steps that you need to make your life something that you're totally obsessed with. If you are ready to say yes to those things, you need to jump into the Sunshine Squad ASAP, and you can do so right now via the link in the show notes. If you do have questions on what the Sunshine Squad community is, or if it's right for you, feel free to send me a DM over on Instagram. I would love to chat with you more about it over there. And my friend, I can't wait to see you inside of the Sunshine Squad. Okay, so let's dive in now into my few favorite things. I just have four. I tried to keep this really short and to the point, like my top, right? The best of the best. Things that I use in life to stay super organized. Thing number one is, again, not new news. It's just new news to me. Using clear organizers. You guys, my pantry is a dream. I love looking in my pantry, especially when everything is full. So when we moved into this house, we discovered that there's really no true pantry. There are like two oversized cabinets that are meant to be the pantry, but it's not like a classic pantry style pantry. It's literally like two oversized kitchen cabinets that we use for the pantry, and they're great and they're really nice. But the thing is they don't have a ton of storage. They just have basic shelves. And so when we moved in, I kind of decided, and my mom kind of helped me to decide, to just go all in on the clear organizational bin situation, like the the home edit style thing. You know what I'm talking about? If you know what I'm talking about. So we went and bought a ton of clear organizers, clear containers with like lids. I did get the plastic ones, which I don't love, but the glass ones were really expensive and I was worried that they'd get broken over time. So I ordered some off of Amazon. I found some at Home Goods, and Marshalls, and they have literally changed the way that we organize our kitchen and our pantry. And they just make me feel so good. They bring me this like unadulterated joy that I don't think clear containers should bring to a person, but I love them and they help me keep things super organized. We put like our snacks and our crackers, our cereal, granola, all of those things into them. And it just keeps our pantry really neat and tidy. Okay. The second life thing that I am loving for organization are the white, I'm pretty sure you call them lack, L-A-C-K, lack shelves from IKEA. I had similar ones from Target back when we were in our Texas house, but I think Target has stopped making them. And so I ordered these ones from IKEA and I have them in my office, and they are just a one level 4-cube shelf option. You can mount them to your wall, but I just have mine on the floor and they just keep all of my stuff for my work really organized. So I have like paper and pens and crayons and all of these things that I use for my virtual assistant business super clean and tidy, while also looking really nice. Like it just looks really nice to look at in my office. And if you're anything like me, like my environment plays a huge role in my productivity and my mindset and my mental health, all of these things. And so when we, again, moved into this house, I knew I needed something. And I'm really glad that I bought these ones because they're white. They're really clean, really tidy. They keep things really organized and they're not super expensive. I think they were like $75, $80 a piece. And I bought two of them. And just the loveliness of being able to have everything have a home and be able to just put it right back has saved me so much time and like mental energy that I'm obsessed with them. Thing number three on the life organization obsessed with list that we have going here is very similar to number one, but is baskets and bins. Now, baskets and bins is something that I feel like every adult female like swoons over. I feel like we are the reason why Home Goods always has 45 million wicker baskets is because of the white woman. Like, tell me that I'm wrong, right? I feel like we are the reason why they're a thing. But I love them. I use them for dog toys and blankets and extra pillows. I use them to put books in and like random stuff in that like you just don't want out. And again, I just think it's that nicety of having something have a place, right? Everything has a home. Everything has a spot. Everything can be put away and be out of sight if you don't need it in the current moment. And that just feels so good. And then finally, my final favorite thing that helps to keep me super organized in life and also kind of business are my giant whiteboard calendars. These are like an iconic piece of my office. They used to be behind my desk if you follow me on Instagram in our old house, but I have had to find them a new home to the right of my desk in our new house. And I just love them. I have one as like a personal calendar. And then I actually have six as like work calendars that I use to visually organize like launches and things that I'm creating, all of that kind of stuff. And I just love having them. I got them all from Amazon. My one main personal one is actually from Hobby Lobby, and I am upset. I always get questions on it. But I love having whiteboard calendars because they just are a visual way to stay super organized and to organize your thoughts, organize yourself, and know what's coming down the pipeline. And I have used them for forever. I really enjoy them. I'll link everything that I talk about in this episode in the show notes for you. But if you're someone who's constantly struggling with getting an organized calendar or keeping an organized calendar, try a whiteboard calendar. I love that you can just erase it really quickly in case like you mess up. I'm very much the kind of person who cannot stand when something's not clean and tidy looking, which is why a whiteboard calendar is amazing. And that is everything. Those are some of my favorite things that I use to stay organized in work and in life. Some of them are like, they fall in both categories, which I think is fine. If you use any of these same things, send me a message over on Instagram so we can geek out about them together. I literally love when you guys are like, oh my gosh, I use that too. I love it. Here's why. So send me those messages. Let me know if that's also you. And let me know if you'd like this kind of more lifestyle ish-esque style of episode. Again, I know that the Living in Sunshine podcast is very educationally based, very much about self-growth, but sometimes it's good to change things up just a little bit. You know what I mean? And before we wrap it up for the week, I do want to read our review of the week. This week's review of the week comes from KirbyH03. Thank you so much for leaving a review. It says, I love listening to Maddie. She has great advice. And if you have any questions, she emails you back or gets back to you because she wants you to be a better you. Thank you, friend, for leaving a review on the show. I always love reading your guys' reviews and shouting you guys out here on the show. If you haven't left a review for the Living in Sunshine podcast, go do that right now. It takes no more than 3 minutes and it means the world to me. My friend, I will see you again in your podcast library back again next Wednesday for a brand new episode. And until then, I am sending you all the sunshine, good vibes, and I hope you make it a great day. That is all I have for you today, my dudes, and I hope you loved today's episode. If you did, I would seriously appreciate it if you went and left the show a review and rating on whatever platform you're currently listening on. For every review and rating that you leave, it truly helps the show grow and reach more women just like yourself. If you had any major takeaways or aha moments, be sure to take a screenshot of this episode, post it to your social media stories with your biggest takeaways, and tag me at Living in Sunshine so I can share it with my people as well. Again, thank you so much for hanging out with me this week, and until next time, I am sending you all the sunshine, good vibes, and I hope you make it a great day.